Blog Talk Radio.
And we are here on a kind of rainy February evening talking about love.
But actually, before the show started, we were talking about politics.
Yeah, and that always gets me in a bad mood.
No, let's not get into that.
No, it gets me in a bad mood because I honestly, in my whole big picture here, I see no winners. I see a lot of losers. That's deep. Perhaps another gin and tonic will make it even deeper.
I'm going to hold you for ransom.
That's our new drink of choice. Ransom Old Time Gin, which apparently is the hot drink of the year.
I had no idea.
You're so current.
The whole thing is just not to pay any attention and listen.
Well, you know, I have problems with that. But anyway, here we are. It's we're well into February, which is really kind of a short month, even though it's only a couple of days. But we're almost to one of your personal favorite holidays,
February 14th,
Valentine's Day, and it'll be another year for me without a Valentine. I am on a streak now. I believe I'm closing in on my 12th year.
Don't say it.
12th year.
Oh, come on. You've had
no Valentine.
You've had some buds in there. Come on.
I have not had an actual Valentine on Valentine's Day.
All right, guys. You heard that. And my LGBT community.
And I'm off the sugar, so chocolate's out of the question. Well, by then I'll be back on the sugar.
She's testy.
I'll be back on the sugar by then. Valentine's Day, you know, I know a lot of people, it's just a Hallmark card creation and all that, but you know what? What is so bad about having one day out of the year where you say, you're my sweetheart?
I think there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I used to like the diamonds and the whatever and the furs years ago, but now it's just like, flowers.
Well, are you really seriously telling me you're just a card girl?
No. Absolutely not.
Thank you. For a minute there, I thought you were having apoplexy.
I'm a girl. I like flowers.
Uh-huh.
I do like a good candy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I do like a nice dinner. But I don't need a present or anything like that.
Oh,
I just want to acknowledge it. No, I don't. I've got enough trinkets.
Yeah, I haven't had a trinket in a long time, so, you know. Unless
me neither. Yeah. You know, things are more important, like a soaking tub. a new car would be nice.
You know what I discovered, and I really think that this is my base problem. I have no patience. Now, I know that's not a surprise to you.
No, it's not.
You sit next to me week after week and try and reel me in. But I don't.
Can they hear me chewing like I
can
hear it in my head?
Yes, they can. And
even
sure
in my head?
Yeah, we're going to get letters that say, please tell the broad to stop. She's eating blue chips.
I'm putting them aside.
Putting them to one
side.
It's
so loud in my head. I was wondering if they can hear it the way I am.
I can hear you.
Can you really?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
But I'm trying to be kind. It's cruel to be kind.
It's like when you ever talk to someone on the phone and...
And they're eating?
Or they're peeing?
Oh, no, that's even worse. Yeah. I've done it too, and I've tried to cover up the sound thing, you know, so they can't. And then
I keep thinking my ass will really muffle it.
Yeah, no. And then my sister goes, are you peeing? No, no. running water.
Dripping
faucet. But
I used to turn on the tub. Can you imagine what that would sound like? That woman has a force.
The things we do for love, or the pretense. The pretense. It is all pretense. It's all freaking pretense. Come on. Come on.
I'm not even listening to you. You're 12 years out of it.
I am. I'm 12 years. It's all cobwebby. That's not true. But that was another show. We talked about that before with skills, personal skills.
That was last week.
Yeah. And hopefully that woman is, you know, not being hospitalized for, you know, abrasions caused by self-inflicted.
She went from battery to plugged in.
Thank you. This is quite nice. Quite nice.
It is. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. It's smooth.
And now, a little lime in it this time.
It was delicious. And, you know, now I've been researching it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's the bartender in me. And I'm going to up our volume once I get another bottle of it. It's kind of hard to get around here. It's delicious.
I can get it at my special guy down the road.
You think?
That's where I got this bottle.
It was delicious.
I said, do you have any? He goes, we got three bottles. I said, well, take one.
Smooth. Now it's pricey.
Yeah, but in the scheme of things, like a really good scotch is more money than that.
Yeah, and really, honestly, you're only talking about a finger and a half, maybe, you know, depending
it's
on
strong.
The size. Yeah, it's
like
it's,
90 proof or
it's
something.
It's got a little strong. If none of you have ever had it, it's a brown gin, so it's a little denser, and it's got kind of almost an evergreen smell to me. I don't know. It's
the juniper.
Yeah.
It's the juniper, which has kind of a medicinal smell to it. And then there's like a hint of lavender.
It's delicious.
Oh my God.
Yes. It goes down smooth with our new favorite tonic, Fever Tree.
Fever Tree.
And
Chanel number 5.
Of tonic.
That's good.
Mm. We should do a commercial for them without the corn chips. Anyway, so as I was driving here to meet you to do the show, you know, I listen to Forensic Files on my satellite radio. Oh, yeah, I'm into murder. And they were doing a whole thing on the Menendez brothers because they came up on a big anniversary of this debacle. But anyway, it was interesting to hear now all these years later the people who participated in it and how they now can kind of speak freely, because the bottom line is these two – they were not boys. One was 21 and one was 18. Butchered their parents with shotguns. And I can't say they weren't sexually abused because I wasn't there, but I wasn't buying it.
Well, that was part of their meow, meow, meow.
Leslie Abrams. Woo! She was wicked with how she played them. But now, in this interview, someone's at the door.
Take over and I'll see who it is.
I'm going to take over, but I'm going to give you a little synopsis of what happened. Is their doctor that Leslie Abrams hired, now all these years later, feels like he was kind of used to set these boys in a better light, boys, young men in a better light. And he regrets that. He regrets participating in that. But the bottom line is they are serving life sentences without the possibility of parole, and they're in their 40s now. So this 21-year-old and this 18-year-old are both now in their 40s. It wasn't Publishers Clearinghouse, obviously, with a $5,000 check a week for life.
No, but he was cute. He was a lawn care kid, you know, who was trying to... So I said... leaves on the tree. Go away.
Go. Goodbye.
We got somebody to do that.
But anyway, I was saying that they're in their 40s now.
Yeah.
The Menendez brothers.
Are they bald?
Well, one of them shaves his head. Lyle, the older one, is kind of a troublemaker in prison. And the other one, Eric, of course, is a good boy who's married. And they both are married.
Got wives while in there.
Lyle's been married twice. No conjugal visits. But then I was going through our mail, right? Mm-hmm. And I pulled up this letter.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Dear Charity and Gwendolyn, I've fallen in love with a prison inmate. He has a life sentence with no possibility for parole for killing his ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend in a fit of jealous rage.
My kind of guy.
Uh-huh. I saw him featured in a prison documentary about how he was turning his life around, and I reached out to him in a letter. Many letters and phone calls later, we have fallen in love. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing. Yes, I am. I got a job near the prison where he lived so I could be closer, and we built a life together. Kind of one-sided,
isn't
it?
She's weird.
Yeah. My family's disowned me. They just don't understand. I have a 10-year-old daughter who I slowly introduced to him, and they were building a bond, too, until I lost custody to my ex-husband because the judge thought I was providing an unhealthy reality for her. Yes, thank you.
How can we have a pressure for a reality show?
How can I make people understand that this is my normal? We're happy together and want nothing but to be left alone. I listen to your show all the time. Sign me, serving a life sentence in love. Oh, Lordy. Oh,
God.
Even you, Miss Romance Queen, cannot defend this insanity.
No way.
I mean,
no way. You know, I can't defend it. I she is a woman who is so needy and is a queen of denial as far as like she moved so she could be closer to the prison.
And sacrificed the custody of her child.
I can't believe they're not having conjugal visits.
You know, a lot. Well, you know, that's the thing about the Menendez thing. They said they're not allowed conjugal visits.
Can they like jerk off with each other?
You know, I'm sure. Hey, listen, Ted Bundy impregnated his wife because the guard looked the other way while they were stuffing behind the soda machine. Yeah. Can you imagine a woman had a child with Ted Bundy?
These women, there's something missing in their brains.
Yeah.
These women, they're tweaky. They're sick kitties.
I just, you know,
I hope you're listening.
I hope she is too, and I hope that she understands that. Listen, I can't condone this. I can't condone this in any way, shape, or form. And you need to realize that he's a manipulator, and he's now manipulating you.
Oh yeah.
You know, you're being used.
Oh yeah.
And you're a tool.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
a tool. You know, I don't know the circumstances on which he killed his, but he's rehabilitated. They've all rehabilitated themselves, haven't they? I'm going to tell you a little story.
They know how to play the game.
Well, exactly. I'm going to tell you a little story years ago.
Please don't tell me you were in love with a person.
Oh, God, no. Please. I have such a short attention span. If their sentence is more than 30 days, I'm out. But years ago, we were working, you know, in my former career at a prison.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago, and we could not bring in anything that had any form of identification on it at all. No embroidered, nothing with initials, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being, these guys will blackmail you outside of prison. They'll send people to your house, and before you know it, you are paying money to not be killed, maimed, whatever, by these hardcore prisoners.
Your children take
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at freaking, what's his name? Charles Manson.
I know. Is he alive? I heard he was sick.
Who cares?
I don't care.
It's like, die already.
I don't care.
You've wasted the taxpayers' money enough. I mean, he's diabolical, but he was engaged to some chick, and then he found out she was going to trot his body around and make money off of it. So
another roadside attraction.
Yeah, there you go. Charles's enterprise only goes one way, and his way, if it's, you know, involves somebody, no go. But yeah.
Here he is, stand the coffin up, you know, like
West.
In the old Wild West.
Here's Charlie.
So funny. This is what I really think about the Trump boys. I mean, they both look like American psychos, and I bet they're so happy that their daddy's president, and they have to sign everything over to them.
Well, and you think about that. I wonder, nobody's ever really thought about what happens to, Jin should always just be stern.
I agree. Mother's Jin.
What happens to all their stuff while they're president? Nobody's ever really analyzed that. Like, when they come out of it, are they ahead? Are they behind?
Well, Trump will be ahead.
Oh, yeah. He'll be ahead.
Yeah. I think Roosevelt came out ahead.
I think
all these guys that...
Well, they come out ahead because they can go and do speaking engagements and all of that. But it's like, what happens to their stuff? Like, if they had a house, what happens to their stuff?
Well, a lot of people go back to their house. I mean, look at a lot of the presidents have like Kennebunkport.
True that. I didn't think about that.
And Mar-a-Lago is sort of the White House away from the White House when they take their break. And what was it? Roosevelt had the house up in Maine or
in
something.
In the Adirondacks
like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they get to keep all that. But the thing is that I wonder, why do they have to? I mean, they're only going to be in 4 years, eight if they're lucky, if they want to be, you know.
I think we're looking at a 4 year or maybe.
I think we're looking at about 4 months.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But, you know, I think that's interesting. I personally, and, you know, I've tossed it around in my head because I live in a county where I probably could
run.
Mm-hmm. And I thought about it. Because I think that it's time that we move away from this has nothing to do with prison, but and listen, serving a life sentence in love, good luck with that. You signed on for insanity.
Yeah. Good luck, and sorry about your kid, and sorry about your family. But, you know, the flags are all over the field of your life.
Yeah.
And you chose a guy behind bars and a vibrator. Goodbye.
What? Yeah. Hello. Flags all over. That's it. Gwendolyn, shut it down. I forgot where I was going with it. Oh, the partisan thing and the two-party system. And obviously now in this country, we need to move away from this party thing because it's so entangled us in this web of it's like it's cocooning us. And the third party people in this country just don't get a strong enough platform. They just don't. They don't. Or if they do, it damages one or both candidates,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Bernie's kind of a third party guy.
Bernie blew it. Bernie should have separated himself from that herd when he saw that they were working against him. If he had run as an independent and if he had toned down his
rhetoric.
Socialist agenda.
Rhetoric.
Yeah, agenda. And he had chosen a mate like Elizabeth Warren or...
I think if she had chosen Elizabeth Warren, she would have had a better chance.
Well, and then one wonders why...
Okay, we weren't going to do politics.
No, we're not going to do politics. But I really believe that if nothing else, a beast has been awakened in all of us to realize that we need to be paying attention to how our country is run. Now, this may be a very short-sighted attention span.
I think everybody's paying attention at this point.
You know, we need to pay attention, you know.
Oh, you think you might run in your county?
Wouldn't that be something? Well, I've often said you'd have to wear a hard hat for the skeletons that fell out of my closet, but at this point, really, my skeletons are tame.
Well, it's only like county. We're not talking state. But then again, hey.
My ambitions go right to the top. But I got other fish to fry. But, you know what? We certainly live in complicated times in that now because of social media and the internet, we're all connected. In a second, we can find out.
In a second.
And that's good and it's bad. You know, like I told my kids, I mean, and you know, we went from rotary phones to push button phones to beepers to answering machines
to
cell phones.
And now we're like at the speed of light.
Yeah.
Now we have little buds in our ears.
I mean, we've been fortunate because we've been around for really interesting times.
Mm-hmm. It's happened very fast.
And
I mean, to think like only
during
the century, they were just starting to fly.
Thank
guys
you.
In the air.
Yeah. I mean, it really. And so with that, I can say, and I know that you saw the thing about the mosaics that they uncovered.
And then they flooded it.
It
just broke my heart.
It was. Well, no, they cleaned it all off with water.
I understand, but you realize that they cleaned it all off, and then they found it when they drained, and then
they had to be flooded.
And I was thinking, like, why can't they, like, get in there and pull them out?
They're thinking that there's thousands of them down there.
But,
you know, it's like I look at that, and then I say to myself, okay, in spite of the fact all that dust and dirt fell down upon that, and all these, they were like 2,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All these years later, we're brushing back the dust. And I'm going to borrow a page from your book. And I truly believe that in the end, we look and say, we have created more than we have destroyed. And if we could just focus on the creation part of it instead of the destruction, we would all be so much better off. It's like, I was so blown away by the intricacy of those. What we're talking about is these Greek tiles. It was in Turkey, actually, that they dug it up. But the detail and the color, and it's like they're thousands of years old.
Magnificent.
It was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
To think that that was just buried under the dirt.
Well, yeah, after Mother Nature covered it up, and then years later, you know, people, civilizations came and went and had no idea it was under
under their feet. Mm-mm. But, you know, maybe that's what it is, Gwen. Maybe Mother Nature ding everybody.
Oh, yeah, she is.
You know, and
get
say,
ready.
Okay, yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. But I we're really getting seriously
you know,
deep
if you just, if you just look at what's the trend of what's happening on television, everything is futuristic, science fiction, and dealing and incorporating science fiction and technology into what we have today. It's not really dealing with what we have under our feet, which is Mother Nature.
Exactly. And what's really real.
Yes.
And what's really real for most of us. And I think that that's what happens is there's a disconnect with how most of us live and how most of us go from day to day. And the baseline of all of it, and I really do believe this, is that as human beings, our natural instinct is to survive. It's also to protect.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets all muddled once people start sticking their claws into it and starting to control. So once you have a control issue in there, now it becomes a combat, you know, mentally in your head. I mean, really, honestly, as animals, our instinct is to survive. Empathy is something that human beings developed, you know, and it's not an instinct that most animals have, you know, so it kind of muddies the water for us and it
does, but also power muddies the water because it's the resources that this planet gives us that everyone seeks the power to control. And in controlling the resources, then they control the people, and they destroy the people, and they destroy the innate ability for empathy.
Yes, and fear and ignorance are horrible control things, and it's rampant across the planet. But you know what I did see, which I thought was really interesting, was that the rover that's on Mars, they thought that there used to be water on Mars. And they thought that because there was carbon in the, well, guess what? There isn't any.
So we're not all going to Mars.
No, but they can't figure out how water existed on Mars. They know it was there. So that means that somewhere, someplace along the lines in the universe, water could exist in a different atmosphere, in a different, it just totally opens up the whole thing of we are not alone.
Absolutely not.
And hey, it could be that we were the end experiment and we've sadly played this one out, you know, and I don't know.
I went to the Antiques and Garden Show over the weekend.
I saw pictures. They were great.
Yeah, I put some up. And there is a couple who bring over this wonderful soap from France, and it's made from the olive oil that is grown, and my husband loves it. And there's even an exfoliant, and I put pieces of peach, the olive pit, in the soap for exfoliant. And I said, you know, my husband loves this stuff, and he said, you know, it's really sad. He said, because the old couple that has had this, it's like fifth generation olive oil, their olive groves and everything. He said their descendants don't care. So, and they're getting too old to work the land and they can't find workers to work the land because nobody's interested. And this is what's happening to our culture, mm-hmm. is that everyone is going too fast, and they all want to be Facebook stars, YouTube stars. They want to start up their own company. He said, so what his what's happening is that they're selling their olive groves, and he said the soap will pretty soon not exist.
Wow.
Yeah, you want to go to Italy and France and buy an olive grove?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, when I first came here, I was like, maybe I should grow olive. You know, it takes 20 years for an olive tree to grow and produce olives.
Start really hitting its prime.
Yeah, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Ah,
well, there's
wow.
an olive grove for sale in Italy in France that is pretty magnificent.
That is so sad, and it's just indicative. And you know what, too? Is it because we're getting older and we look back and we say, no one appreciates the old ways, you know? I mean, you know, 100 years from now, the old ways will be all this Jetsons shit. And whoops, whoops, okay, yeah. Yeah, that was a bad one.
Shit's not a bad word.
Shit. Speaking of which, that show Up Schitt's Creek, not funny.
Is that a reality show?
No, it's a TV show. Not
You're
funny.
You're kidding.
No. Up Schitt, his name. It's S-C-H-I-T-T. Up Schitt's Creek.
Up Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Not funny.
No, not funny.
Not a
I
funny
don't
show.
I don't particularly like Blackish.
I don't either.
Sometimes the few times I've watched it, it's like, well, that's interesting, but it's...
It's reaching and it's snarky. And you know what? Can we not get, we have got to get beyond this, people. We've got to get beyond this, because no good is going to come by constantly taking five steps backward. It's not. And I don't know. That's a whole other show.
We got to talk about love.
Okay. Yeah, let's get back to love.
All right.
Let's get back to love.
I got a letter.
Yeah.
Hi, girls.
Girls. Okay, it's already good.
My son, who is 18, has an obsession. He brings dogs home.
Uh-oh.
Not girls, but dogs, right?
Okay, he's not talking about ugly girls.
Stray dogs. I don't know how or where he finds them. Are you thinking about an old boyfriend?
Yeah.
She just pulled a ruler out of my little thing here.
Okay.
You got up to 8 inches, and you were pretty interested. Okay. I don't know where he finds them or how he finds them. He likes a dog. He's like the dog whisperer. He has 8 dogs right now.
Uh-oh.
We spend so much time finding homes for them. This has been going on since he was 10 years old. I'm proud of his love and his passion for animals. He has been accepted into a great college for veterinary school in our area, and he will live at home. My problem is I want to stop taking in dogs when he goes to college. I think he needs to devote his time to studying. How should I handle this? And then she signs it pupped out.
Or pooped out.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Well, now you live on a farm.
I totally relate because at one time my 4 horses went to 17. I had 17 horses.
I can't believe that.
I know.
Wait, how many you have now?
8.
8.
You know what? Your son sounds like he's got a really good heart, and he's a very kind guy, and I understand the whole thing about the dogs, but I think you need to back off of this. While he's studying and doing all that, he's not going to be a he may be a Dr. Doolittle. I really don't think this is a problem at all. I don't. Well, we're animal people.
Yeah, we are. And it may slow down on its own once he gets into school. And if you're down to 8 dogs and you've been doing this for 10 years, you know.
It sounds like they're finding homes for the dogs.
Yeah, and sounds like they've got 8 dogs right now that they're trying to look to find homes. You know, just so he doesn't go like Frankenstein on you and start to like operate on them in the basement.
Yeah,
veterinary
that's
school.
How Jeffrey Dahmer started. I'm just saying. You know, I think that you know what? For a while, you know, if the word got out that I took stray animals. Now you know my history ended up with pigs. I ended up with a bunch of dogs. I ended up with 17 cats in my barn.
My God.
But, well, it was 2, and they both had kittens.
Oh boy.
So I had to get all those cats.
Where's that tomcat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. And, you know, over the years, I've had my share of strays. For a while, I thought people were throwing them over the fence.
Well,
I got a lot of joy.
50-acre farm, that's a lot of fence.
Yeah. I got a lot of joy from my stray animals because I felt like they appreciated the love so much more.
They do.
You've taken in.
Yeah, one of my puppies is a stray.
You know,
she's the light of my life.
She's just joyful.
Oh my god.
You know,
she just laughs goofy at me all the time. It's like, I'm so happy to be here. You're so great, Mom.
She's a little stinker when she wants to be, which is really what it's supposed to be. You know, because they are their own beings. You know,
you don't
get better than dogs. I'm sorry.
You don't.
My cat Buster would argue with me. He'd probably kill me in my sleep. He's going to put a pillow over my head tonight.
I think also you have two children who are grown now, but during that height of your animal intake, it was also the joy of seeing the children interact.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had some extraordinary animals, and I can tell you honestly, with all the strays I took in, I never had a problem child.
Fighting amongst them?
Nope. The other ones just kind of taught them, oh, hey, if you're going to live here, this is how it goes. You know, now I do have my daughter's two little dogs visiting
me. Little shitheads?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much what they are.
They're shih tzus, but they're shitheads,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Put some money in that jar.
Oh my God, we may be able to go for the glass and ice.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I saw? They're going to build a drive-in movie theater, but it's covered.
Like a dome.
Yeah, and the cars are already fixed. And you go and
pick your car?
Yes.
You think they'll have like a 57
Chevy?
Yes. Oh my
That's
God,
what it is.
It's
they're
great.
Gonna have classic cars, and they're going to have, you know, service, like you can order a meal and drinks and everything.
Maybe,
I know.
Maybe we can get a job as
Car hops
on roller skates.
Yeah, just picture it. Yeah.
Where is that going to be? Where did you see that?
They said
it's
it's off of James Robertson Parkway. They're building it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like a real deal. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got to look that up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We're going to go for the opening.
Yeah. It's like a domed building, and inside they have a big drive-in movie theater and a screen.
Yeah.
And then the cars. And you sit in the car, and you order food.
So it's like Fandango, right? You can go online and go, I'll take a 57 Chevy or I'll take, you know, a 52 Cadillac or whatever. Oh my God, that's so
I know.
Fucking cool.
It is going to be fun. But you know, like going to the movie, every movie in LA, you have to pick a seat. Like when you buy your ticket, you pick a seat.
It comes over your speakers. It's all Bluetooth.
Yeah. You know,
instead of having a,
you don't just get a ticket and find, you get an assigned seat, you know.
Oh, I love that. We did that in L.A.
Yeah.
To the Barca Lounges.
Yeah, and sit back leather. And, you know, get
order
penne, food
penne.
And, you know, and yeah. But this is going to be a drive-in, kind of styled like a drive-in movie theater. It looks really cool. Oh, and then they're going to have interactive commercials where people jump out of the screen and come up to the cars. I don't know how I feel about that. You know my thing about Cats.
Is this 3D?
The musical.
Oh, Cats made me crazy.
Yeah.
I remember.
I don't like cats.
We don't break the fourth wall.
Mm-mm.
Do not break the fourth wall.
Especially
don't
sit on my lap and break the fourth wall.
Well, I don't know.
No, this was not a cat I really wanted to be spending a lot of time lap dancing.
And when you see them up close, that makeup looks really a lot like sweaty makeup.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pungent. Anyway.
Those suits have been going on Broadway for a long time, that fake fur.
Oh, yeah. But anyhow, here we go. I got one more. My new nip. Oh, that gin is just making my mouth smooth.
Hey,
dear Loveburn.
I'd like to give a shout out to Secondary Sal.
You know what? He is our number one fan, and we so appreciate the feedback and the support.
Yeah.
And you rock, Secondary Cell.
You do, and much love and love and love and love and light to Milo.
Little baby Milo. Dear Love Burns, my new boyfriend, whom I live with, has three daughters with his ex. They're all grown, and we get along pretty good. And yes, I'm closer in age to his kids than I am to him, but it's not a problem for any of us. Even his ex likes me.
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
No, she doesn't.
My problem is this. One of his daughters likes to borrow my clothes and my purses and my shoes. At first, it was fun to play dress up with her, and she was good at bringing the things back that she borrowed. Now my closet is like a boutique for her, and I have not only lost track of what she's taken, I'm not even home sometimes when she goes in my closet to shop. When I approach my boyfriend about this, he gets annoyed and reminds me that this is their home, too. If I don't like it, put a lock on the door.
Ooh.
Well, one week when he was out of town on business, I put a lock on my closet door. And when I came home that afternoon, they had had the locks changed on the house. I immediately called him and he laughed, told me to use his credit card and go to a hotel and he would take care of it when he got home. Needless to say, after a week of being locked out, when I finally got back in, they were contrite and apologetic. He basically called it a prank and scolded them. I agreed that putting a lock on the closet was overkill and we agreed to move on. Now I feel like they're gaslighting me, moving things around, taking one thing and putting it back when I say it's missing. I need help. Any suggestions? Signed, Too Many Princesses.
Oh, my.
Honey, you are fucked.
Yeah.
Give up. You lost.
Is it worth it? How many more years before? Find them husbands. Get them the hell out of there.
I would say that she's dealing with, she totally underestimated these young ladies, I would
Most
say.
Most people do underestimate the kids.
Hello, yeah. Power of the pussy, baby. Is that a curse?
Not these days.
Speaking of
it
which.
It is a pink pussy.
Woo! Hey! A call out to a young lady with the initial DS who made some
pussy hat.
Oh, my God. No, the marmalade.
Oh, my God, your marmalade. Dang.
Ate it with a spoon, baby girl. Delish.
Did you finish it?
No, but I may. I can't now because I'm off the sugar. But, next tomorrow could be another day.
Mm.
I'm weak. I'm weak, Gwendolyn. You know
I've eaten half of it so far. And now the other citrus marmalade, I think I'm going to put it over some pork loin and cook it. So you may be able to have it like that.
Okay. That would be okay because
it
technically wouldn't be a...
It's a condiment.
anything that starts with con, I'm in. Oh, my gosh. Well, look at this. You know what? I'm excited because we're going for some Mexican food.
Oh, yeah, we are tonight.
Yeah, we're going to go for some Mexican food.
Chile relleno. Chile poblano.
Si, señorita.
Is it time to go?
It's time to go.
Oh, goodbye, guys. Yeah. We're going in to have another gin and tonic. And then we're going to go, hola.
My tongue is numb.
Oh. Okay. It still doesn't stop her from talking.
That stop me. Okay, well, I'm Charity Trueheart.
And I'm Gwendolyn Lovequest.
And you've been listening to
Love Bangs
on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody. I'm